Sorry. So Heavenly Father, thank you for getting us here safely this morning. Father, thank you for the week that we've had where you have been still faithful to us, that you are still God over us, that your love for us over this past week
and past life, well, past this life,
has been constant. Lord God, that you remain the same despite everything that fluctuates. And Father, you are the same God that we first heard about and whom we can come and worship now. We thank you that no matter what our circumstances, Lord, when we look to you, the things that we can still praise you for are always the same. God, that you are ever over this entire earth, that you are ever sovereign, that you are same beginning to the end, that you are Alpha and Omega. And Jesus, that you died on the cross for us so that we may be washed clean, we may be made whole, we may be made pure, Lord God. Our sins taken from us, and that is something that doesn't change. That we are called your children, Lord God, and that is something that does not change. So Father, I pray that now as we come and just sing songs to you, Lord, that you help us to not just sing words, but Lord, remember and declare what these things speak of. Truths about you, truths about what we know in our heart, somewhere in our mind, deep down what we want to do in praising you, but sometimes our body is just so weak and frail, Lord. So help us to praise you, Lord. Help us to worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lord my God.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand has made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy path throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. My soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
When through the woods and forest glades I wander, in the trees,
sing sweetly in the trees.
When I look down,
when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur,
and hear the brook,
and hear the brook,
and feel the gentle breeze,
and feel the gentle breeze,
then sings my soul.
Sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
And when I think,
and when
You are God,
Heavenly Father, we thank you that it is by Jesus, your blood alone, that we are washed clean. God, it is by you and you alone. There is nothing else on this earth that can save us. Nothing that is man-made, nothing that is made by ourselves, by our own strength. But Lord God, it is by your grace and mercy alone where we fall at the foot of the cross and just plead for your forgiveness. And it is there that we find love. It is there that we find you, Lord God. It is there that we find peace. So Holy Spirit, we ask for you to be stirring in our hearts. Lord God, we thank you that you are faithful, Lord God, and you will be at work and that you will speak to us through James. Father, we pray for your words of truth, your words of encouragement, your words of love, words that will build us up to become more like you. Father, we pray for his strength, Lord, for you to fill him with your strength, your wisdom as he speaks. Lord, would you anoint him? Lord, would you rejuvenate him after he's had a week at Fat Camp, Lord, where he's just on and on and on, but Lord just knows that as he comes to speak, Lord God, he is completely reliant on you. So we trust that, you will provide. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you like to take a seat? I just encourage you to carry on coming to God and asking for him to reveal the things that are in our hearts, things that are not of him, our attitudes towards the law, essentially good advice that God has given us, how we view God, how we view the world around us, the things we might have become reliant on. And our sonship in Christ. Are we yearning to grow? How much do we want to grow if we know we want to grow, but yet there are things that hold us back? Bring those to God. Sometimes you just go round and round in a circle. It's only God that can break that. I just encourage you to continue to come to God and pray about these things. Even as we sing, feel free to sit, kneel, stand. And there's guys at the front if you want to come and ask for prayer.
Voice, it's heaven and earth, give praise.
encourage you to seize this opportunity to pray with each other. We're here once a week all together to come together and encourage each other to hear from God and to stand beside each other and bring each other to God. There's going to be a whole week before there's a Sunday again, and then we meet with each other during the week. Use this opportunity. We are just all but sinners, broken. No one's perfect. No one's going to judge you. But yeah, use this time. I invite you to stand as we sing our last song. That as we leave from this place, this will be our prayer. For God to be our sole focus. For God to be that morning thought when we wake up. To know that His mercies are new every morning. His promises are ever true. That in our weaknesses He is strong. That He is the sole thing that we rely on. be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Nought be all else to me save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my life. Be thou my wisdom, be thou my true word. I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Riches we heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou art inheritance now and always. Thou and the warning, the first in our hearts.
Shall we come together now for the Lord's Prayer? Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Yours will be done on earth as it is on heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, power, and glory. Be yours. Amen.